Hey, Charles.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I just thought, shot you the app via text message. That way you guys could just see it and, you know, get started on it over the weekend. Where it says main business owner's name, you're going to want to put her name. That's the workaround on it, okay?
Main business partner, right?
Yeah, main business owner on there. Yeah, you just put her name, and that'll be like the workaround with it, you know?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, so, all right, cool.
What's the other thing? Hold on, I wanted to tell you one other thing real fast. Hold on. Oh,
wait,
license.
You said the main business owner name has to be hers, right?
You want to put her name, yeah, or else they're going to run yours too. So
I don't want
to use her name. And then for the client interview too, with Ivan, just make sure we'll try to set a time where she's available too. That way he could just automatically trigger that text if needed. Okay.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, so is it going to matter though that my name's the only one on the business license?
So license isn't required for this vertical. Insurance is. So on the insurance, it should just state, it states the business name, right?
Does it matter if Google already has a copy of my business license because they had to reinstate my profile a while back?
Got it. The Google business profile and the Google guaranteed section are two separate verification processes. So you should be golden.
They're not going to like cross-reference any of that stuff then.
No, they won't. Okay. And then, we could just say you're like a silent partner or something if needed. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
like,
if necessary, because I'm about to file for this. I'm about to not file, but apparently with the S-Corp, you only have to like change it and you can do it online. But I say if necessary, I can always add her onto the business license, you know?
Right. You should be good for a Google guarantee because they don't require license verification. It's just the business insurance, the background check, and then the one review on Google. So it'll just be the insurance and the background check for you. You already have the review, you know?
Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah, we're racking up those reviews, dude. We got like almost 50 reviews right now.
Good. That's awesome.
Yeah, 5 stars. So. Okay, cool. All right, awesome. Thank you. Yep, I got it right here. So we're looking at it. So,
perfect.
All right, great. All right, thank you. Thank you, Daniel.
Yeah, no problem at all. No problem at all. I was just like, you know, might as well get it out to you so you can see it and you guys could get it done, you know. And I messaged Ivan about it to you, so he knows, you know.
Now, what about this part where it says, for each field worker, please provide their full name and social security number? Do I need to add some field workers and social security numbers there?
No, you don't. So all you do, there should be a question above that. I'm not looking at it right now, but it should ask how many field workers there are. You just put 0, you know.
Okay.
Yeah,
because we might just hire some later, you know?
Right. And some clients I have do like a subcontract. They don't check the subcontractors either, you know?
Oh, they don't. Okay, cool. No. Yeah, so we subcontract. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. All right, guys. Okay. All right, I'll talk to you next week then.
All right, awesome. You have a great rest of your day, okay? Pleasure speaking with you.
Okay, you too.
All right.
Thank you, Dan.
Okay. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.